Have you identified the, Nick something said. His head started to turn toward the display, and he caught himself, snapped back around to La Guerta. Are the victims prostitutes, detective? Listen, La Guerta said. She sounded a little annoyed, and a small trace of Cuban accent showed in her voice for just a second. Let me explain something. I don't care if they're prostitutes. I don't care if they got a mirror. I don't care about any of that. She took a breath and went on, much calmer. We got the other killer locked up in the jail. We've got a confession. This is a whole new thing, okay? That's the important thing. You can see it. This is different. Then why are you assigned to it? Asked Eric the Viking. Very reasonably, I thought. La Guerta showed shark teeth. I solved the other one, she said.
But you're sure this is a brand new killer, detective? Rick Sangre asked.
There's no question. I can't tell you any details, but I got lab work to back me up. I was sure she meant me. I felt a small thrill of pride.
But this is kind of close, isn't it? Same area, same general technique?
Eric the Viking started. La Guerta cut him off. Totally different, she said. Totally different.
So you're completely satisfied that Mikhail committed all those other murders and this one is different?
Nick something said. 100%, La Guerta said. Besides, I never said Mikhail did the others. For a second, the reporters all forgot the horror of not having pictures.
What?
Nick something finally said. La Guerta blushed, but insisted, I never said Mikhail did it. Mikhail said he did it, okay? So what am I supposed to do? Tell him, go away? I don't believe you? Eric the Viking and Nick something exchanged a meaningful glance. I would have too, if only there had been someone for me to look at. So instead I peeked at the central head on the altar. It didn't actually wink at me, but I'm sure it was just as amazed as I was.
That's nuts, Eric muttered,
but he was overrun by Rick Sangre. Are you willing to let us interview Mikhail? Sangre demanded. With a camera present? We were saved from La Guerta's answer by the arrival of Captain Matthews. He clattered up the stairs and stopped dead as he saw our little art exhibit.
Jesus Christ, he said.
Then his gaze swung to the group of reporters around La Guerta.
What the hell are you guys doing up here? He asked.
La Guerta looked around the room, but nobody volunteered anything. I let them in, she said finally. Unofficially, off the record.
You didn't say off the record,
Rick Sangre blurted out.
You just said unofficially.
La Guerta glared at him. Unofficially means off the record.
Get out, Matthews barked. Officially and on the record. Out.
Eric the Viking cleared his throat.
Captain, do you agree with Detective La Guerta that this is a brand new string of murders, a different killer? Out, Matthews repeated. I'll answer questions downstairs.
I need footage, Rick Sangre said. It will only take a minute. Matthews nodded toward the exit.
Sergeant Doakes?
Doakes materialized and took Rick Sangre's elbow.
Gentlemen,
he said in his soft and scary voice. The three reporters looked at him. I saw Nick something swallow hard. Then they all three turned without a sound and trooped out. Matthews watched them go. When they were safely out of earshot, he turned on La Guerta.
Detective,
he said in a voice so venomous he must have learned it from Doakes.
If you ever pull this kind of shit again, you'll be lucky to get a job doing parking lot security at Walmart.
La Guerta turned pale green, and then bright red. Captain, I just wanted, she said, but Matthews had already turned away. He straightened his tie, combed his hair back with one hand, and chased down the stairs after the reporters. I turned to look at the altar again. It hadn't changed, but they were starting to dust for prints now. Then they would take it apart to analyze the pieces. Soon it would all be just a beautiful memory.
This ends Disc.